Hey guys, welcome to It's a Bronx Story,
a podcast by two lifelong Yankee fans about all things Yankees.
All right, so we just wanted to make a quick episode breaking down some of the trades that have happened recently on the Yankees side. We got Jose Trevino for Albert Abreu and, blanking on his name, Robbie Ahlstrom, a minor leaguer, not a top prospect or anything. And then we also got Miguel Castro in a straight-up trade for Joely Rodriguez. And then we'll also talk about, because it's relevant to the Yankees, the Sean Manaea trade that he went to the Padres. That's not relevant to the Yankees, but us not getting him is. So we'll break down our thoughts on that. So I guess we'll get right into it. We'll start with Miguel Castro's trade, because I think that's the easiest one to break down. We traded straight up for Joely. What were your thoughts?
So it also, just looking at the salary, they're making basically the same amount. So it really is just a one-for-one swap. I think Miguel Castro has, just off the year he had last year, he did really well. And he, like, pitched a lot of innings. He led the Mets in, like, appearances. So I do think he is – I really do like the trade. I just think it's weird that we're giving up a lefty. But – and Joely was injured, no? He had, like, a pinched nerve.
So. Yeah. I don't know – how injured he was, but it definitely wasn't like anything super serious. But I liked the trade just because Joely couldn't get righties out.
He could not.
Miguel Castro has a really good ground ball rate and he has filthy stuff. So
he doesn't give up a lot of hits. I know. So the thing is with relievers is that they're so volatile. You never know what you're going to get from year to year. Like, even unless they're like really elite. Most relievers are kind of volatile. So even though Castro had a good year last year, doesn't mean he's guaranteed to have another good year this year. But I like the underlying stats. He doesn't give up home runs. He doesn't give up a lot of hits. I don't know what his walk rate is, but that's just a good recipe as a reliever. And also, by the end of it, I was kind of over Joely. Like you said, he just couldn't get righties out. Like, he did have a good ERA with us, but... you know, it was through kind of the situations we used him. We kind of used him as more of a mop-up guy than anything. So I really like this trade. I think it's a win for the Yankees. We'll see how it works out, though.
Yeah, that's about that. It's not a huge trade, not a blockbuster.
I think the biggest news is that it's between the Yankees and Mets. It's not really the players involved, but the fact that the Yankees and Mets made a move together. So I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, so then jumping to the Jose Trevino trade, we trade Albert Abreu and Robbie Ahlstrom. I don't care about Robbie Ahlstrom. I honestly don't know who that is, but Albert Abreu...
Neither do the Yankees. Did you see that thing where they didn't even tell him that he got traded?
Found out on Instagram, poor guy.
Yeah.
But Albert Abreu, he started to play pretty well last year, and like if you take out the two really bad games that he actually had a pretty good year, but... he had no options, and we have a lot of young pitchers that just have options and could be really useful in the bullpen. So I think it was just the Yankees getting what they could get for a player that didn't have a great spot on the team.
Yeah, because like you said, he was out of options. So like they were going to be in a weird, tricky situation where it's like they couldn't send him down if they really needed to. And it was just a bad... it was a bad situation. I could see him developing into a good reliever, but the Yankees got I think they got a really good catcher in Trevino, just in his defensive value, is that he's a really good framer, one of the best. Like, I think he's 99th percentile in framing, and then he also has a really good arm. So it seems like that's kind of the Yankees' approach. They really value defense in their catchers. So I think when I first heard this trade, I was kind of confused. I was like, well, why do we need another catcher, right? Does that mean I can't pronounce his name? How do you pronounce his name, Ryan? Yeah. Like, I was like, so this must mean that his injury is more significant than the Yankees are letting on, just because if they got that extra depth just for their catching position. But I do like the trade. Like, I don't think – I'm not crying that we – got rid of Abreu. He's 26 years old. He's kind of past his prospect, name. Like, he's no longer a prospect.
Yeah.
So, I'm fine with the trade.
Yeah, same. That's, again, not a huge trade. I think Trevino could help with defense, but he's a backup catcher. Like, I'm not super excited.
Yeah, both trades are not super sexy trades, you know?
Yeah,
no, it's not trading for a starter, right? It's nothing like that. So now we kind of set up this. Now the Padres traded for Sean Manaea, and the Yankees missed out on it. Well, what are your thoughts on the Yankees missing out on Manaea?
I don't think they were super into Manaea because – if you look at the package, like, it was the 12th and 26th ranked prospect for the Padres. The Yankees obviously could have beat that if they really wanted Manaea. So I just don't think they really believe in his stuff and, like, how it would play in New York City. I don't know why I said New York City instead of just in the Bronx or in New York. But I feel like the Yankees just don't really want him.
Yeah. The Yankees totally could have topped that offer. Just it was the 12th and 26th best prospects in there. The Yankees have a better farm system. Just we made a trade with the Padres, Justin Lang. That's how I'm going to pronounce his name. But he was the Padres' 8th best prospect according to MLB Pipeline, and then we have him as our 23rd rank. So clearly we have a better farm system. So if we use our 12th and 26th prospect, that would have been Medina and then Josh Bro. Yeah. So that would have been our comparable pick. But even then, I don't think that's technically comparable because I think both players are better than the prospects the Padres gave up just because our farm system is more loaded.
Yeah.
So we definitely could have beat the trade, but I'm not beating myself up that the Yankees didn't do it. You know, there was an ace player that we wanted, and it was Frankie Montas. That's kind of the starter we've been looking at the whole time. Like, of the A's pitchers that were available or known to be available, I think our ranking would go Montas, Bassett, Manaea. I really do have concerns about Manaea playing in New York.
Yeah, I cannot believe that the Yankees wanted him bad and didn't get him with that package. So I'm just going to go with the belief that they don't like what they see. And I trust the Yankees analytics department a little bit more than I trust myself. I know that obviously they've made some bad moves here and there, but like they wouldn't have risked much if they made this trade. So they must really not like him.
Yeah. Well, pull up his StatCast page. So just off what I know about him, I know he doesn't walk a lot of guys, which is really good. He's a lefty. So those are two things in his category that I really like about him. But he doesn't have spin rate, and he doesn't really throw that hard, and he gets hit hard. I think those are recipe for a disaster in New York, especially in Yankee Stadium. He gets hit hard. He can't throw fast, and his fastball has no spin. So he's not getting – he's not striking guys out. He's not a strikeout pitcher. So hitters are going to, you know, put the ball in play, and that's just not good in Yankee Stadium. You know, more often than not, you're probably going to be giving up a home run. So I don't think he's a bad pitcher. I don't think he's a good pitcher in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, and then people could make the argument of like, oh, compare him to Jordan Montgomery because they're both kind of finesse. They don't throw super hard. They're lefties. But Monty has – it's still pretty average spin, but it's much better than Manaea. He gets a lot more chases and whiffs. He doesn't get hit as hard. Like, the strikeouts are about the same. He walks people a little bit more, but, like, most of his stats are much better than Manaea's savant-wise. Like, I don't really think Manaea is going to be – like – is that great, and I definitely don't think he'd be very good. Like, imagine Manaea going up against the Blue Jays in Yankee Stadium or Toronto. Like, he's just going to get shelled.
Yeah. Like, there's one good thing about Manaea. He did no-hit the Red Sox, what, a couple of years ago?
Yep. Yeah, and so Paxton no-hit really the good. Blue Jays, but that doesn't mean I want Paxton on my team.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree. Like, I think I'm happy with the Yankees just, you know, passing on this trade. If it was Frankie Montas that they acquired,
if this trade was done for Frankie Montas and we didn't match it, I would be livid. But I have a feeling Frankie Montas is a much, much, much better package because he's a better pitcher with another year of control.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
And I don't think he's going to get traded until like the deadline time frame when more teams will probably have a need for a pitcher because of injuries, poor performances, all that.
I'm interested to see Manaea's splits between home and road. My guess would be that he's better at home, but I just want to confirm that. But
Savant doesn't. Oh, yep. Savant does. Okay. No, he's 3.9 ERA at home, 3.94 ERA away.
Yeah, he's kind of the same pitcher, which is
same exact amount of strikeouts. More home runs at home. Oh, wait, no, that's a counting stat. It doesn't really work. Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much the exact same.
That's interesting. I still think.
He had a 9.9 ERA in August last year. That is tough. Insane.
Well, that's part of... He was one of the reasons why the A's had that big collapse.
Yeah, remember, he had like 3.19 ERA before the All-Star break and a 4.92 after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, yeah. He was one of the contributing factors of the A's just like falling off completely, which was like... They had the best record in June, maybe start of July, and then they just missed the playoffs completely.
Yeah.
So I think there's a reason why, and it's not just the Yankees didn't match it. No other team matched it. So I just don't think he's valued that highly around the league. So I do... Just for the reasons that I said, but like I do think the Yankees analytics just looked at it and it was just like, it's just not going to work out. It's just not worth having him.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, man, this is a short episode, but
really. I think we just needed to have our reactions to it. You know, I really wanted to just come out here and have like a really hot take where I'm just like burning. Cashman for not making this deal, but I really can't. Just looking at it, there's nothing I could say about this trade where I'm just like, I hate it, you know?
Yeah. Like, I don't really think we're going to make any big trades before the season at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, we could talk really quick about Judge, that we haven't extended him yet. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's really hope it gets done, because if we go into the season and they stop their talks and we have to get to the end of the year before they resume them again, I'm not going to be very happy. And the Yankees have supposedly been offering $30 million for the AAV. I definitely think that should be able to get it done. I think they're probably they're probably saying, 4 or 5 years, and Judge is saying 7 or 8, and probably a little higher AAV, and they're just not getting through yet. But I still have hope that they'll get it done.
Has there been any rumors on what Judge's demands are? I haven't seen anything come out saying like Judge wants, you know, 8 years, $35 million a year.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen anything come out about what are Judge's demands. I've heard the Yankees offered, like you said, offered $30 million, but I haven't heard anything on the years either. It's just like, this is what they offered. It's kind of, I know they like to work in secret and they could be negotiating right now, but I really wish this would have happened a lot sooner.
I
want him extended as soon as possible.
Just offer him like 6 years, $200 million, or 7 years, $225 million, and just get it done. Like, we need
Aaron Judge. Do you have concerns about him staying healthy throughout that whole contract?
Obviously there are concerns, but like, he was healthy last year. Other than the COVID stuff, I don't really think he had any injuries last year. So I'm going off that. Like, he was healthy. He changed what he did last offseason, and it seemed to work. So let's just hope that that continues.
I think his play, so that's the real main concern, is that whether or not he can stay healthy. I think his skill set still plays up even as he gets older. I mean,
when he's like 35, he's probably not going to be an elite outfielder anymore. Mm-hmm. That's like the issue with Judge, is when he gets older, if he needs to move to DH, like him or Stanton have to learn first base.
Mm-hmm.
If that's going to be like the move, because you can't have both, like they're not going to be able to play the outfield in their late 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my only concern. And like if you look at what Judge's injuries are, it's not like he has a lot of muscle issues. It's he broke his hand or wrist or whatever by getting hit by a pitch and missed a ton of time. Mm-hmm. And he broke a rib diving for a ball.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't had a ton of shoulder
injuries, but yeah, it's been all different things that kind of just like been compounding.
Yeah, and it's not a ton of like deep muscle issues that mm-hmm. are always reoccur. Like Luke Voit has a lot of muscle issues that just mm-hmm. always reoccur, and like Stanton was like that too. And mm-hmm. I think that's why they're focusing so much on like agility and getting lean and stuff, and not just bodybuilding mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah. But yeah. Not a long episode, but you know, it's something that I think we needed to put out there just as an update on what the Yankees are doing. But
yeah. Yep. And the opening day is just a few days away. I'm so excited. Can't wait.
I can't wait. Yeah. I still, just a little bit of story time. The Yankees announced Derek Jeter's, do you wanna talk about it, Ryan? So September 9th.
Yeah, so September 9th, they're doing the Hall of Fame ceremony for Derek Jeter. And Jatinder and I went to the Mariano Rivera one a few years ago. And it's basically like he throws out first pitch. They have a little ceremony for him. They put the plaque in Monument Park, I believe. And mm-hmm. then he just kind of goes around the stadium saying hi to the fans. And they're going to do the same thing for Jeter. I'd assume it's going to be the same idea. And we were working when this happened. And like obviously we knew right then and there that we have to be at that game. And I checked the tickets like the second they announced it, and they were like normal price, like for section 105. And for people that don't know Yankee Stadium, that's right field, right behind like Aaron Judge. Mm-hmm. And they were like $100 for a ticket, which is like a pretty average price for those seats. And then I texted Jatinder, like I texted my girlfriend Bridget and like some other people to see who wants to go. And then 20 minutes later, those tickets were $300. So they obviously shot up, and they're basically sold out on the Yankees official tickets website.
Yeah.
But we ended up
paying more for this game than opening day to the Red Sox, which is just wild.
Yeah. And we're sitting in 110 for the Red Sox and 417 for the Jeter game. So first deck field level versus fourth deck, and the fourth deck was more expensive. But
I'm excited though. That's gonna be a really
sold out.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Oh wait, I forgot I have my camera. Hold on, I can show you the Mo plaque. For anyone that doesn't know. I almost fell out of my chair.
I can't see Ryan.
Okay. I don't know if this is gonna be like backwards for everyone. Yeah, this is the Mo plaque. It's just a little replica of his Hall of Fame plaque.
This is really cool. I think we both went to that game without knowing that we were going to that game.
Yeah, Bridget got me tickets for my birthday and didn't know that was the Mariano game.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I can't wait. I can't wait for the Jeter game and opening day. But yeah. All right, so that was a quick one, and we'll be back with our Yankees predictions before opening day, and hopefully MLB predictions.
Yep.
Yeah, so if you enjoyed the episode, please check us out on Twitter and Instagram at The Bronx Story, and leave a rating and review on the podcast websites, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and then a like on YouTube if you watched on YouTube. So thanks, guys.
Let's go, Yankees. Let's play ball. Extend Judge already.
Bye, guys.
See ya.